The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
51 minutes after the hour, America, on Valentine's Day. It's Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening all across the United States. Joined by Hogan Gidley, the Deputy White House Press Secretary. Hello, Hogan. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your listeners.
Thank you. We have got a controversy swirling, which I think is a little overstated, but let's talk about it. The Attorney General's comments yesterday. The key comment is this one.
I have a problem with some of the tweets. I'm happy to say that, in fact, the president has never asked me to do anything in a criminal case.
So that's the key takeaway to me, Hogan. The president has never asked the attorney general, but he does have a problem with the tweets. What's the reaction from the president in the White House about the attorney general's ABC interview?
Well, I'm glad you pointed out the fact that that was the takeaway and not what most of the media is glomming on to, which is some type of faux disagreement here. Listen, the president wasn't bothered at all by these comments. He has the right, just like any American citizen, to offer his opinions publicly. And as you know, he does that on a regular basis. He's used social media very effectively throughout the campaign. He's done it as president, not just to fight, you know, on behalf of the American people, but also against some of the incoming fake news, 93% negative news coverage. The president appreciates Attorney General Barr and his service. He has full faith and confidence in the Attorney General, and he knows he's going to do his job and uphold the law. And one of the interesting pieces in that interview that, again, few people are talking about is that Attorney General Barr also pointed out that he felt as though he was looking into these matters because it's the right thing to do, and there were political injustices suffered here. And so, on that, they're in total agreement.
I also believe that the key is making sure that when and if, I emphasize if, charges are brought by U.S. Attorney John Durham against anyone in either the law enforcement community, the intelligence community, for any wrongdoing in 2016 and 2017. We don't know that he will do that, but if he does, that the Attorney General and Durham be above suspicion. And thus far, and what the AG was saying yesterday, is that no one at the White House has leaned on him in that regard. And so anything that comes out of justice will be justice's work product. Hogan, can you underscore no one is involved in the Durham investigation at the White House?
I absolutely can, because it's absolutely true. I asked the president about this directly, talked to folks in the attorney general's office. They never had a conversation about Roger Stone before any type of ruling came out, before the sentencing. None of those types of things were discussed. This is another attempt by the media to try and slander not just the president, but the attorney general. As you just pointed out, there are some things in the pipeline I'm sure they're quite concerned about. It remains to be seen what the verdicts and what the evidence are going to show on that. But look, it's pretty obvious how this president's been railroaded from the get-go. There are some serious issues behind the scenes of people with extreme bias against this president and for Hillary Clinton. I know people are still looking into that. The attorney general pointed that out as well. It's important because, you know, we deserve, as the American people, to know what happened. We deserve transparency. And the attorney general, it's interesting that the media now is pointing out these quote-unquote differences, when just yesterday and the day before, up until the interview aired, they were saying that the attorney general was the president's lapdog and did everything he wanted and was doing his political bidding. So they're stuck right now because they're way too pregnant with this whole situation, and they've been caught.
Well, I wrote a column for the Post yesterday about the narrative, and the narrative wants there to be an attack point on the attorney general and the president, and it doesn't exist. I work for two attorney generals and one president at the Department of Justice, the White House Counsel's Office. Barr is the equal of any attorney general. Pat Cipollone is the equal of Fred Fielding and of your previous attorney, White House counsel. It just makes me crazy that people who don't know anything about the executive branch are opining on this stuff, Hogan, and you have to explain it every day. Let me ask you a much broader question.
Real quickly, though, what's worse is people who do understand it and just ignore
right.
it just to push their own negative. A lot of these narrative, a lot of people understand what goes on here, and instead they're just playing politics with it. That's what makes it even worse.
Yeah, you're right. It is astounding to me. people say the doggondest things on the media that they ought to know better. They do know better, as you point out. Very quickly, the president had the best week of his presidency politically last week. Do you think the Democrats are in full free fall? Do you expect Michael Bloomberg to be their nominee, or is Bernie Sanders going to emerge unscathed from the attack of the DNC again in 1,000 different disguises upon his candidacy?
Look, I can't even begin to try and decipher what's going on in the Democrat primary, nor would I try. Obviously, I can't really talk about that as it relates to the Hatch Act, but I can tell you this. I know it's difficult in politics because I've done a bunch of campaigns. I know it's difficult to run against somebody who is taking out terrorists who are responsible for killing Americans, who has put in policies, cut regulations that have led to the largest economic boom we've seen in a long time. Hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs coming back, 7 million jobs created, 7 million people off of food stamps, massive trade deals that help our farmers and ranchers and industry, a southern border policy that actually is sane and rational and goes to protect the American people first, moving the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. So I know it's tough to run against that type of record, but it doesn't give them the right to go at him with impeachment and all these other lies and machinations they come up with every single day. He's winning for the American people. It's real results for real Americans, and that's what matters.
Hogan Giggly, always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great Valentine's Day, a wonderful weekend. Don't go anywhere, America. The Hillsdale Dialogue is next on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.